Okay, let's shift to another topic. I'm curious where things are in terms of your integrating trastuzumab into Adjuvant Online. And I'm sure, it's been more than a year now that those data have come out. What are you thinking at this point in terms of bringing it into Adjuvant?
I think it's important to bring it into Adjuvant in that, of course, the guidelines and I think clinical common sense suggests that there are patients out there who benefit from trastuzumab. And the fact that the current version, for instance, doesn't specifically mention it almost suggests that Adjuvant doesn't take that seriously. One of the reasons why it hadn't been put in immediately was because of the very short follow-up of the trials. Actually, some of them only 1 year was presented. Since that time, of course, a little bit more follow-up has been presented. The other thing is the trials have actually been published. So now we can take a look at the numbers as really formalized at the level for publication, not just abstracts. Version 9 of the breast cancer program is about to be released. And it includes now, for the first time, HER2 as one of the parameters that you have to enter in the program. Now, the program doesn't make projections for what the impact of trastuzumab is going to be at 10 years. And that's because we really are looking at data with follow-up of only 2 to 3 years at the moment. And as I've said, in ER-positive patients, a lot of the recurrences are occurring late. And so if you don't know what that part of the story is, you could give wildly inaccurate estimates. So what the program does is it gives separate set of output sheets for trastuzumab, projecting the benefit at 5 years, which I think you can reasonably talk about. Some patients have been followed for 5 years in those trials. They're not the same bar graphs, but they're text graphs that show you that. And there's toxicity sheets as well that discuss some of the toxicities and uncertainties about toxicity so that it will be integrated in the very near future into Adjuvant.
So it'll be just another one of these factors that you put it in and it'll change the recurrence rate and the mortality, the projections?
Right. It will also change those as well.
Understanding the caveat of not having that longer follow-up that the other modalities have, what's the number you're going to put in there in terms of relative reduction of recurrence and mortality for trastuzumab?
I think the literature-based estimates for those are basically about one-third for mortality and about 50% for recurrence. So those are the numbers that it's going to use.
And it'll be a completely separate variable. It doesn't matter ER, et cetera. It's just going to cut the recurrence rate in half in terms of the numbers.
That's basically right. The one thing that it won't do, and in the future probably will do, you could set it up to do this. But remember that all the trials thus far have not tested the one thing that a lot of us would like to know, and that is what would be the impact of trastuzumab alone? Because for a lot of people, they may not have an enthusiasm about giving chemotherapy. And the limitation of the data limits the program. And that is that we don't have any results as what the impact of trastuzumab alone is. We only have randomized trial results of the impact of trastuzumab when added to adjuvant chemotherapy.
Do you think that those kinds of trials comparing trastuzumab alone to trastuzumab with chemotherapy are going to get done?
I think they will. And the reason why I say that is I think that there is, in some patient populations, an enthusiasm for such an approach. So I think that there would be patients that would consent to that. So I think eventually those trials will get done. They're a little bit problematic in that the patients, most of the populations that we think about trastuzumab being worthwhile in, we also think that chemotherapy is worthwhile in. But I think it's an important question. I think that there are a sizable number of patients who would like to know the answer to that, as well as the rest of us.